Hey everybody, this is the Marry Me Junkies podcast. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we had an idea for a franchise that could bring along many different ideas and cultures and races all together to celebrate a great story. But that shit never happened. But eventually in 2021, we got Star Wars Visions. He got upset, so he had to dip out in the intro. But anyway.
That was fucking Riverside. Kick me out, man.
But anyway, we're here to talk about season two of Star Wars Visions. That plus more in the Marry Me Junkies podcast. And we're back, guys. This is the Marry Me Junkies podcast. Of course, this is the trio of trolls. We can start off all the way in the far right with the boss.
Hey guys, it's boy Comic Boss, aka Laura Otaku, aka your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast.
Huh? And of finally, embrace it. And then, of course, we have over here Demon Engine.
But that ass question, though, do you think Biggie would be a Sith or a Grey Jedi?
Nah, he would be a rogue. He would just be out a scoundrel. He'd just be out there getting money. Fuck around and be a hut.
He'd be selling those fucking Kyber crystals for the low. he'd be a hut, yep. Huh? You can't fuck with that Jedi stuff. Biggie has powers, but that joint
really useful. That wrong. That wrong is him on some shit.
But today,
I think Tupac will be a Jedi.
Tupac will be a Jedi that would eventually leave the temple, just like Ahsoka Tano.
Right.
But he would definitely have went over to the dark side for a little bit and then realized that wasn't the way either. Right. Like, that would have been like Thug Life Tupac. Guess what? It would have just said Sith side.
My fofo, my lesson to make sure all you kids don't grow. Can't see us or be us.
Come quick, see. Hey, Yoda. Come quick, see what we have here now. La da da.
Now I need some rap music spliced.
See
with that music that we have on Tatooine.
All I hear now is Uncle Ruckus saying, "This is why niggas don't belong in a galaxy far, far away."
Now I'm getting ideas of a Tatooine trap mix just playing in my head right now.
But meanwhile, while we're thinking on that, let's start talking about these first few episodes in season two of Star Wars Visions. Where do you want to start?
Start with episode one.
Oh, hey, listen, I wasn't sure if you wanted to go in order or not.
Yeah, let's go in order.
All right, not a problem. The first one is, I believe it's called Sith.
Yeah, just called Sith.
I like how the animation almost starts like a blank surface, but as the plot develops, more color is bought in. Literally being painted as it went along. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's the vibe I definitely got for it. It was just one long, continuous painting throughout the entire episode. Which was good. I like that art style. Do we know which studio made it?
If you can give me a moment, because that was actually the one thing I didn't properly write down.
Yeah, but I love the art style. It didn't have a lot of dialogue, but the story, but the way they told the story was dope. Like I said, I love that. Like, there was no Skywalkers. Last podcast, we had talked about how Disney and Star Wars moved from the Skywalker saga, and Visions is part of the perfect way that they're doing it. Most of them are Japanese studios. I think actually all of them are by Japanese studios.
Well, actually, this season there's a lot more diversity in the studio houses. Like this one is actually done by written and directed by Rodrigo Bass. He's actually behind the animated series Troll Hunters.
Okay.
Which and he also did
my favorite series.
Yeah.
He also worked Troll Hunters, and he also worked on The Incredibles. He also worked on The Incredibles.
Hey, dope. Right.
Two amazing series, and he did a good job with this one.
Yes, he did.
Let's just say spoiler alert, sinister at the beginning, but we'll talk about Star Wars Vision, so.
Well, Sith is. I think Sith is a pretty interesting story because it's definitely something we haven't seen. It's someone who was Sith and they've decided to walk away and live their life, pretty much live their life in isolation, kind of like Yoda did in the Dagobah system.
Right. And she's living her life, and her master, her Sith master, came looking for her.
Okay, I pull up. How about an afterthought?
It was good, and I liked the splash of color throughout the fight scene that it had between her and him.
It was really good. Like, I'm having a hard time remembering a lot of it, mostly because I was stuck watching the entire thing in Japanese. The entire season in Japanese. Snore, for some odd reason, it wouldn't switch it to English at all.
I mean, you watch anime, though. But
I watch a lot of shit in dub. I don't care what nobody say.
There's nothing wrong with watching it in dubbed. I'm sick of people.
You don't understand how much anime. Like, I watch a lot. I watch a lot of it in dub. The only time I'm not watching it in dub is fucking when I'm with my friends. And even then, I convince them to watch it in dub. Why? Because I was elected to lead, not to read. Shit.
So I was elected to lead, not to read.
Alright, let's move on to episode 2.
Episode 2, that was Screecher's Reach.
Girl and the fucking her friends in the fucking cave.
Yeah, and
when she fought that Sith in the cave, that Sith witch in the cave, that show was fire.
It was fire. And then, like, you get a glimpse of her, it's like, oh, God. I don't know which version of you is more terrifying. The shadowy, the shadowy, dark, cloaked in red Sith imagery or some old Sith hag. Sith hag banshee.
And that's the crazy part, right? Like most of the time, when they're like, hey, it's a witch living there. Kind of find out it's just like their imagination of some old lady doing some weird stuff to survive or eat and stuff like that. But she's super nice, right? So that was the vibes I was getting. I like, all right, they gonna come in this cave and it's gonna be like somebody like Yoda, like some Jedi living in the cave, and she gonna take the kids on to become her new students. It was not. It was not that at all.
This one was done by Cartoon Saloon, and one of the big voices in this, which is identified as the Sith Mother, was Angelica Houston, 90s Morticia Adams.
Oh, nice. Hold on, so was she the crazy witch the cage?
Yes, yes.
The screaming lady who didn't say no words.
Yep.
She just screamed and tried to kill the children.
Hey.
Hey, I mean.
Listen, we've seen our fair share of media that says fuck them kids. Even in a galaxy far, far away.
Job is a job. Go ahead and get that money.
I want to say something about...
You about to say some bullshit. I can already see it now. He's about to say some bullshit.
I want to say something about some crazy Sith witch. And now you tell me it's between. I want to say something about some crazy witch, white witch. I feel like I'm going to get fucked up if I say it soon.
Then don't say it.
Then don't say it.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. The Sith Mother, it made me think about that final boss battle from Knights of the Old Republic. And be like, whatever happened to that bitch?
Yo, that's the game that I want to play. Knights of the Old Republic.
You never played it?
I played it. I mean.
I was about to say, good lord. I can't argue that. That would be great.
I mean, that was an amazing storyline. BioWare made that, right? I believe BioWare made that.
Yes. Yes, they did.
You could play a Jedi or a Sith or a smuggler. That was some superb storyline gameplay right there. That's what I need. I mean, after this game dies down, EA get their money out of it.
Weren't supposed to get Eclipse? That's another Old Republic game that's supposed to be coming out.
I need some RPG Star Wars, man.
But let's move on to the next one. The next one, which was done by Gabriel Osaro Vargas and the production company Punk Robot. It's called In the Stars. It takes place somewhere during the Empire's reign. Two alien sisters, Khotan, and they pretty much is on a planet that the Empire did like a small genocide on to most of their species.
A small genocide?
Yeah.
Capitalism. The Empire saw, they're like, ooh, you got natural resources. Sounds like you in need of some freedom.
They wiped out the planet. I believe, like, they only showed these two sisters. So going off of that, it's only these two sisters left of the indigenous people that the Sith wiped out. Like, when they get inside the factory, even the lady running the joint, like, damn, there's still some people left.
Yo.
We killed them all.
Right?
She was shocked. She's like, well, I'm going to fix this shit.
It's like, didn't know there were survivors. A little more resilient than I thought you were. I'm going to fix that.
I really do appreciate the art style. The whole stop motion of it was really nice. I'm glad they did multiple episodes like that.
I was gonna like it because of the stop motion art style. Not that I don't like stop motion, but
it's a pattern Like, it worked out in the end. I've noticed there's a pattern with the ones with the children that it worked out in the end. But at the same time, like, this could have been a normal day if you just sat your little ass down.
Yep.
Right. 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 If she could just stay home like her sister told her to.
Yo, you know what it kind of... You know what that always makes me think about? That episode with the snakes on Rick and Morty, where at the end of it, Rick punches Morty dead in the eye for not staying in the car.
Sometimes just stay your little ass where I tell you to.
God damn it.
Got the water, got out, came back home, and it would have been an issue. Let's be honest. The repercussions of that. That was the thing I was thinking about as I watched the ending of them like drifting back home. I like, the Empire is going to come and wipe this planet clean. Unless they got somewhere to hide again, we ain't going to see those two little girls no more.
But you got to think, it's going to take a while for the Empire to come back.
It's going to take a while for them to come there.
Yeah.
But once they
chain of command, chain of command in the Empire is shoddy like those motherfuckers' aims.
True. True.
Because me and them were just like, hey, yo, fucking, just all, I was like, it will never not be a joke. Just all the stormtrooper aim. Were y'all even stormtroopers? Because it didn't look like it. How are you missing with some shit that doesn't have fucking recoil? I don't understand it. Like you saw in this fucking shot. No recoil, just shot. How do...
My thing is this, right? Well, all throughout Star Wars, we get on the stormtroopers for having a horrible aim, right? Yet and still, they wipe out the Jedi.
Whoa. Let's wait. You've got it mixed the fuck up, sir. Time out. So, you've got it mixed up. The clone soldiers, the clone troopers took out the Jedi. Stormtroopers are regular everyday people.
Some of them.
No.
But all of them. Those same stormtroopers who killed the Jedi didn't go away.
Actually, bro, they have written this shit down. A lot of those clones ended up being eliminated by the Empire themselves. Yeah. Ironically, in the last season of the Bad Batch, they're starting to come to a head. Because it's like, yeah, since the Empire now has hired people to be soldiers, now there's just thousands of clones with no job. And now the Senate is like, so we need to like pay for these guys to have a place to live and eat and all that. And everyone's like, about that.
Hit that kill switch.
But the clone troopers who executed Order 66, they're the ones who took out the Jedi.
So the Empire.
Stormtroopers came after clone troopers.
Kill or fire the motherfuckers that can shoot. Just to hire people who did not.
But do you know why? Because the Empire realized that the Kaminoans were making more soldiers on the side for themselves.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a lot of shady shit. But let's move ahead. We should move on.
I mean, you didn't. With people who are selling you clones so you could be space Nazis, and you think they didn't have a contingency for the space Nazis?
Well, that was the thing. Initially, they didn't because Kanomans are just business people and scientists. They're naive. As the war was like halfway through, that's when the gears in their head started moving. Like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. So
we are gonna continue this talk after these commercial breaks.
We'll be right back after these messages. All right,
and we are back.
So they cloned the Fett, Boba, or his pop.
Jango. It's Jango Fett.
And that's what they made the clones out of. If you don't know this, that's what they made the clones out of. The initial clones who follow Yoda and them. If you've seen the cartoon, those stormtroopers are clones from Jango Fett. That's why they're so good.
My thing is, plus hundreds of hours of training and programming.
My thing is, if you got like something in their head, like you hit the button and Order 66 commence, and they are then strong enough to take out the world's police force.
You gotta remember, the Jedi weren't even police.
And you could say that, but there's motherfucking police. Every time we see them, it wasn't like they was always fighting some world-ending shit. They're also fighting smugglers. I mean, like, they also fighting the Hutts.
They were doing a lot of... That was the thing. When we see them, they're doing a lot of shit that they normally don't handle.
Well, that's what we meet them at.
Yeah.
That's what we meet them at. Them being fucking lanterns. The Green Lanterns.
That's why the universe had to overcorrect itself and eliminate the Jedi.
Overcorrect was a good statement. Overcorrect.
The only good Jedi is one that's 6 feet deep. Goddamn.
Anyway. Well, let's get to the next episode in the lineup. I am your mother. Extremely wholesome.
That was definitely a very family oriented episode.
Very wholesome.
That was the race, right?
Yes. It was done by Aardman Animations Limited. Now this is a very famous studio. Wallace and Gromit, Flushed Away, Shaun the Sheep.
That explains a lot.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Shaun the Sheep. Yeah, so.
I was watching this. I'm like, yo, I'm definitely getting Wallace and Gromit vibes.
I'm glad you picked up on it.
Yeah, so this is like a real like coming to age tale of a little girl coming, a pilot for the rebellion. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, she just Wedge Antilles. There's hey, a name a lot. he actually formed a flight academy for new pilots. and the young lady, she's inspired. She wants to become a pilot, but of course her mom. Her mom's very, very coddling and embarrassing, but you know what? There's a lot of heart there.
When you're that age, everything our parents do at that age is embarrassing.
I think it's a very sweet, wholesome story. And
so it is graduation day, and they have a race, but you have to bring your own ship. Your parents had to come with you.
And their ship was more of a Winnebago RV type.
Yeah. An old clunker, dog. Like she just knew this thing ain't going nowhere, and this wacky racist style Style race.
But hey, man, they ended up making mom showed showed a few moves and made it work.
And she was it like, just, you knew when she showed up, like mom had some steps. Like I wasn't always a mom. Like I got busy before you came along.
I think it was an excellent piece. Everything doesn't always have to be dire. They could be fun stories.
Right.
Which I do enjoy the fun stories. I really do. But I just had a thought between like the kids in these stories, the new like Star Wars Padawan show.
Oh god.
Fucking there's a lot more kids coming into play in Star Wars. Like, this franchise didn't start with a serial daycare slaughterer. So it's...
What is wrong with him? I mean, he ain't wrong. There's something so wrong with him.
It's just a thought that popped into my head. Because it's like all cute. Because I really enjoyed the episode. It's like the art style is cute. It's nice and wholesome. It's a nice, wholesome story. It's not tragedy stricken. You root for the little girl to win and whatnot. It's just something that popped into my head. I don't know why I'm like this. But we're not going to actually.
Like, that is one of the Duffy episodes that you can watch with your kids.
It's a delightful palate cleanser, especially because the very next episode, Journey to the Darkhead, whoo!
Yeah, that episode 4 is definitely a palate cleanser. 1 through 3 could get a little heavy. They got the happy moments. Episode 4 is a nice, smooth, and relaxing wave until you get to episode 5.
Yeah, episode 5, Journey to the Darkhead. A young Jedi, the mechanic, they team up for a crazy quest to try and take out. They try to take out the pillar that represents the Sith, pretty much. Right. Now, this was done by Studio Mir. Studio Mir is behind Legend of Korra. They did a season of the Boondocks. Kipo in the Age of the Wonder Beasts, Mortal Kombat Legends, and Netflix's Voltron.
All amazing series, and it's short.
And Dota Dragon Blood.
I fucking love Dota.
Right?
I fucking love Dota. That's one of my favorite animes right now. But Studio Mir, right? M-I-R, right?
M-I-R, you are correct, yeah. Sir.
Miss, like... They come out swinging but with all these series. Kipo is one of the team's favorite series.
Kipo was one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, shout out
to Kipo. I didn't think I would like it that much, but when I watched that, yo.
Like I said, it is definitely one of the team's personal favorites. That's one of the series that we all agreed that was amazing.
This got episode, me through the pandemic.
Yeah, this episode 5 was... It didn't miss. The young engineer realized to her that if we can destroy the Sith pillar, then it would hurt the Sith's overall morale and possibly turn the tide in the Jedi's favor.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, you can't destroy one without the other destroying the other. That was just facts.
Yeah. The council said, yeah, go ahead, destroy the pillar. If it'll help us, take this young Jedi. He needs to go there, too. And he met...
Like, the council already knew what it was.
You think so?
Yeah. They are, like, the council already knew. They were just like, you know what? Very headstrong. Yeah, just, we'll send him out there. We'll figure it out.
or die.
Hey, listen.
Or die. Hey, look.
Or die.
Spartans only became Spartans because they got rid of the weak ones.
What is your occupation?
It all depends. It could be cannon fodder.
Hey.
So the Jedi she teams up with has a history on that same rock, that same planet. Mm-hmm. His master was killed by a former Jedi turned Sith, and that Sith beat that young Jedi ass and said, "Come back when you get stronger." So both of them, like, futures was intertwined in that moment. Yeah. All three of them. The engineer, the Jedi, and the Sith.
Him cutting, I don't know why, but him cutting off the Sith's head gave me the same vibes from Demon Slayer when he broke the doll's head.
Oh, okay. I know. All right.
It gave me that same vibe for some odd reason.
Okay.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
I forget what episode it is, but
we're talking about second. It was second season, right?
What?
The doll's head.
No, this is this season.
It was this season.
On Demon Slayer. Okay.
Remember, he broke the doll's head, the one that the Mist Boy was training with.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
He was
training with the dummy. And taking his head off. Right.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it gave me the same vibes as that.
Mm.
Right. That Sith, he was a problem. He was gonna kill young boy.
Oh yeah, like there my man definitely was about all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. That Sith was definitely a problem, man. I would like to see him come back. Unfortunately, he not.
No part two for you, motherfucker. That's how you make sure you don't get put in part two. You get split in two. That's the best we can do.
And
the engineer finds out that she wants to go destroy the Sith statue, but the energy between the Sith statue and the Jedi statue changes.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no destroying one without the other, like Salty said, because you need balance. And that was the whole
thing behind it. But let's move to the next one. The bandits of Golok, which was definitely I look at that as a very beautiful visuals. It's done by 88 Pictures. It's actually a studio from India.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I love that episode.
Big shout out to the director, Ishan Shakula.
Don't do that.
No, I was just trying to read the name.
I see.
Yeah, how about that?
On behalf of a person who has a hard to pronounce name, do not mess that person name.
No, that's why I kind of looked at it in a phonetic sense. Like
the director, if we mess the name up, it's not intentional, of course.
But Ishan Shakula.
Coming from a person who would never find a coke can with my name on it. I apologize.
it's very true. But you know what the interesting thing is? 88 Pictures, I mean, it's an Indian animation company, and the entire story feels very much of their culture.
Yes, it does. That's why I love it. I'm like, hey, brown people also was in this universe. Like I said,
especially the train.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just like, yo, this is definitely... This is definitely an Indian situation.
That whole episode made me happy. Even the villain was of Indian culture, and he was a badass, too.
I just know that these goddamn kids, These goddamn kids don't fucking listen.
Don't fucking listen!
Don't fucking listen. How many times do I have to tell you don't do the thing? And in this episode, same as the episode with the reporter, our lives are in danger. Don't do the thing.
Meanwhile, what do they do? The thing.
The thing. Stay your little ass here. Do not use your force powers. Just chill. Let me go get this taffy for us. I'll be back.
Meanwhile, does the thing. God damn it.
God fucking damn it. I couldn't be one of the ones trying to transport the kid. I couldn't. Because the moment I get shot up over their stupidity, I'm cursing them with every bit of my
I could just see you yeeting a kid out the window.
Not eating it out the window, but if I get shot and killed over this, I'm cursing you with every fiber of my being. You better hope a Sith doesn't come across my still barely breathing body because I'm coming back to fuck you up. We gonna meet years later on the battlefield, and I'm like, all you had to do was just fucking listen as the fucking red lightsaber.
I just imagine how you being so upset.
And again, when they reach their destination, do not use your powers. We do not know these people. And again, she uses her powers. Damn.
Look. And that's when I'd have been like, oh, team fucking kids.
You just said fuck your sister?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're related. Damn.
I'm going on to a bar.
So, if you don't know, we're going on about the story. This brother and sister are trying to get to the destination that their father told them to get to in order to keep her safe. He does not have force powers, but she does. So he got to get his little sister to the destination. But along the route, she keeps using her force powers, getting them into more trouble.
Keep bringing attention to us.
When they get to the destination, she then again uses her force powers, bringing the attention of the Sith. They get rescued, and she has to go away to a Jedi training ground. It's a dope story. Can't really complain about it.
Fucking Jedi's. Jedi was like, see, this that bullshit. This is why it's only like five of us left.
Right.
These goddamn kids.
Right. I mean, that's not why.
Serial daycare slaughter.
Hey, yo, like, I kind of want to see that on a shirt now.
Oh, God!
I'm not even there.
Just in between two red lightsabers.
Yeah, just a bunch of kids, outline of Anakin's back. You know, he's facing the kids. And just that one little streak of red going down with his lightsaber. Connie does the shit, man. Not a girlfriend. But that happened, Demon Angel. I want that shit.
I got you. I got you.
That's going to be up on the website soon.
It's going to have the Sith logo on the back of this shit.
All right, we going to be back. Take these beautiful commercials, and we'll see in a little bit.
Y'all are horrible.
What are we going to do?
All right, we are back. Ken, what Darth Vader have done throughout his career? Can he have a redemption arc?
No, I don't think so.
Right, because I mean, we meet him as Darth Vader. In the first two movies, and then he sacrificed himself for his son, right? But then
after he whoops his son's ass, let's clarify that, and takes his hand.
Then we go back in time to meet him as a young buck and watch his growth to become Darth Vader. And what you call it, Lamont? The daycare slaughter?
Serial daycare slaughter.
And after we watch that scene, you know, wish they don't stoke what they can. And then you fast forward to where he at now, where he just sacrificed himself for the son who he knew was his son before he took that little nigga hand. Right?
Right? Oh,
when
shit.
When they was fighting, he knew the whole time that Luke was his son.
I just realized part of fucking Fazbear's fucking storyline is Anakin. William Afton killed some kids, paid for his sins, now trapped in a suit.
Yeah! Kids become force ghosts. Oh, no!
But after all that, and this is not a question for y'all. This is a question for the fans.
Oh, and now my God.
In the Obi-Wan series, you see how ruthless he could have been, but they never show unless you read the comics. Can he have a redemption? Can you forgive Darth Vader for the things that he's done? Or is he a villain? Or is he just a true villain through and through?
I mean, he snapped that one dude's neck just cause.
Though, we see him force choke people just cause. He almost killed the third sister just cause.
I fucking can't right now.
Until I put on the black suit.
So.
No one cares about little Annie's feelings until he put on the black suit and couldn't feel no more.
Oh my God.
Alright, that's our time, ladies and gentlemen.
This podcast brought to you and sponsored by Men's Mental Health.
No, we're. Special shout out to the Art Studio and Lucasfilm and LaAndre Thomas, the Black Anime Studio. They did the episode The Pit.
Wait, hold on. I don't remember if that was one that I got to watch.
It's the one with a lot of black people.
That's
the one by the Art Studio, right?
Yes.
That one I really liked.
Yes.
That one scene was hard to watch.
Oh, when one they scene. Yeeted him back into the pit?
Yeeted this little man right back into that pit. And like, it had to be like hundreds of stories. I didn't say hundreds. It had to be like 25 stories.
The fact that nature was helping that man climb up in the first place.
Right. Just to get him right back.
I can help you out. That's about it.
Like I kind of thought, like, all right, they going to do something, and then, like, nature's going to grab you. I got you, my J. Bring you back into
I was hoping the little black girl was force sensitive and softened his fall, but no.
And she was force sensitive.
Not that force sensitive.
At least we know. At least at the end of it, we know what on the path that she is going.
Right.
Her little hyper crystal turned blue and everything.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it also shows a side of humanity that you really don't see that often in Star Wars. There's usually just the two sides fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see like the wealthy. Like, hey, this is actually wrong. Like, let these people out this pit. And the Sith Guard's like, all right, come on, fuck it, we out.
Because it was just like, there's a lot of people here. Screw it.
You wouldn't see that see that today, not with that wealth is, but back to the party. But, Burn everything in a pit.
But one thing I can say about this season of Star Wars Vision, all of them told very solid, contained stories, and I don't have a desire to see them as series. None of them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like this season is still a great, fantastic season, but that first one, those were pilots for shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost every single episode could be a pilot leading to its own series.
Yeah.
Like it might have been like two or three of them, not. And that two or three out of six. Out of nine. So like, most of them series for like this one is all like good one-offs.
Yeah. Solid, great one-offs. I look forward to another season of it. More creativity outside of the studio that paid billions for this IP. Because clearly someone out there has some creative bones they want to flex. Just wish they were under the House of Mouse.
Right. Speaking of, everything's at a halt right now for the writer's strike still. So phase four, phase five is at a halt indefinitely until this is being solved. Mm-hmm.
And for the record, we stand with the writers.
Mermaid stands with the writers, though, because most of us are writers. And this is not okay. To the fact that I just seen Adam Conover again on his TikTok, and they're standing outside I believe NBC Studios picketing NBC Studios. And I don't know. I don't think Adam doesn't need to do this. Like he come from a wealthy family, and he had a bunch of shows on TV, so he's okay. But he himself is still a writer for shows.
Yeah, but even he was slamming his own how much he got paid for his Netflix show. So it's just like yeah, he's like, I'm doing okay, but I'm not getting paid my worth.
Right.
Oh.
Well, for the G word.
Well, it looks like comms are down for him. But anyway, I think let's wrap it up, Demon. But wanted to thank you guys for checking out the podcast today. We really appreciate it. We cannot make this happen without you guys. So with that being said, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe and like button. And if you've downloaded this podcast wherever you're listening to it, be sure to give us a heart, a thumbs up, and let us know what you think. What did you agree with? What didn't you agree with?
Commenting helps us out immensely in our ratings. Like and subscribe, sure. Definitely subscribe, but definitely comment and tell us how great I am.
Also, please be sure to check out amerimewire.com. That's AmerimeWire. Link will be in the description below.
All right, we love you,
motherfuckers. Everyone out here saying the great shit is the motherfucker out here saying the wild shit with all the comments.
I'm just saying the quiet part out loud.
Please be well. May the force be with you. We'll see you next time. This month.